new to this. What we've been doing is a different beat generation writer each month from February. It was Ginsberg, Kerouac, Diane DePrima, Ferlinghetti, and now this time for June, we'd said readers can read any of the beat generation writers that they wanted to read. A few changes on the program. I made a mistake on one of them, but also we may switch some people around. Viviana is not here. She had to come from work. I had her first on the program. But instead, we're going to start off with Big Mike after I make a few of the usual announcements.
I'm going to have to step back.
Like an essay about the beat writers. And then we will start. About the beat generation. What that term means, where it came from, and who is or is not a beat generation writer are all questions that can be asked. Books have been written about those questions, doctoral theses defended, and no doubt these academic activities will continue long after we are all dead. Most people would include him as a beat writer, but Ferlinghetti has denied it, so who are we to believe? The writer himself, or the academics who say he is? It all comes down to a very human desire to tag everything with a label and a short description so we can pigeonhole all the messy experience of life, put it on a shelf, and stop thinking about it. I have been guilty of the same crime. I have been announcing these events as a celebration of the beat generation writers. But let's look past the labels. Life does not fit into convenient compartments. So much for our attempts to designate and delineate. There is overlap. These are writers of a particular time. Many knew each other, many collaborated with each other, and as in other eras, many were on the fringes of society. They knew, lived with, worked with, loved, not just other writers, but artists, musicians, dancers, comedians, other performers. Some wore these other hats as well. It was a time of synergies, of creative people learning as much from each other as from the accepted historic traditions of their crafts. Not accepting a flat world, chancing a push or fall over the edge, saying maybe there is no edge. Balancing on razor blades of suppression and oppression, with bleeding feet they prepared a path before us of free expression that we can follow more safely now. It was a time of pushing back, of taking on Goliaths, of slaying giants and dragons, and yes, tilting their lances at windmills as well. They challenged the holy and sacrosanct. Truth seers and truth sayers, they hoped to wake, if not all the sleeping world, at least those still young in heart, of and for whom in every age we still have hope that they will learn to see before they are co-opted and corrupted by the years. The Beat Generation are a recent iteration of what has happened many times before and will again, but recent enough that some of this audience personally knew some of these writers, not just their writings. We owe them much, this Beat Generation. They have taught us much. They are still relevant. We can still learn from them today. But how is their time any different from our own? In every time, there is a need for poets and for prophets. As our parents and the generations that came before exist today, recombinant in our DNA, so the thoughts and words of writers of all ages exist recombinant in what we say and what we write today in the DNA of language. Right here, right now, always building on the past, but finding the new, rejoicing in the creativity that exists in a city like New York, we must find our own words, forging new combinations, using what has gone before, from Gilgamesh to Homer to Shakespeare to the Beats. Rejoice that we live in demanding times, in a marvelous world that for all its destructiveness, depravity, and despair is still a place of wonder and beauty. Tonight, we will luxuriate in this wonderful legacy, the writings of the Beat Generation. We have the gift of their words. May it inspire all of us as we go on to add our thoughts and words to the literature of our own time. Perhaps someday, in another era, in another iteration of the Yippie Museum Cafe, someone will be celebrating us, should we prove worthy. Okay, now, to get us started off, please, Big Mike. Yeah.